breath work for a peaceful night's sleep. The ancient yogis described great systems of energy that influence and underpin all the rhythms of our lives. And these different flows, sometimes called nadi, sometimes swara, can be deliberately engaged with to achieve particular effect. This practice is perfect whenever you need time to unwind, or especially wonderful before going to sleep, or again if you wake during the night. Begin by clearing whatever else needs to be cleared so that you can settle with this practice. If you're planning to drift to sleep afterwards, then now is the time to press play on that sleep timer button. If you have other things to do, then we'll guide you out. But begin by lying down on your left-hand side. You can have a pillow beneath your head, but have the left shoulder underneath you so that the armpit is sort of squeezed as you settle. There are all sorts of pressure points here that are part of the switching of our system. Soften your gaze or close your eyes entirely. And soften your jaw and soften your belly. And soften anything and everything else that it is possible for you to soften. Settle as deeply as you can settle. And now, notice your breath, in and out through the nose. In and out at an entirely easy rhythm. If you find that perhaps you are a little congested, then you can supplement the breath with the mouth, but always aiming for that nostril breath as primary. Notice your breathing. Without any particular desired rhythm, focus instead on the smooth feeling of that breath. And noticing that as you lie here a little longer on this left side, that your breathing begins to shift such that the right nostril opens. Throughout the course of the day, in a regular rhythm, our nostrils naturally alternate. Each nostril is anchored into a different part of the brain and the nervous system, and as such can influence the body in different ways. Like here, as your breath begins to become more and more dominant through the right nostril, notice a spreading sense of warmth through the body. a quality of clarity to your breath. As that warmth begins to settle and soothe the whole of you, disturbing yourself as little as is possible, roll over onto your right hand side. Take a moment to soften your jaw again, soften your gaze and your brow and your belly again. And then turn your awareness to your breath again. In and out through the nose. And notice at first that the left nostril will feel closed, but that gradually, as the squeeze in the armpit and the pressure points through the right side of the body begin to stimulate the nervous system, and that the left nostril begins to open. Our left nostril breathing connects us to a creative state wherein the whole of our brain and our resting nervous system step forwards. And we begin to shift towards integration, digestion, assimilation, and most importantly, restoration. As your breath becomes more and more clear through that left channel, and let your body begin to sink more heavily into the soft warmth that the first phase of this practice created. Breathing steadily. Cool, lunar, downward quality of the breath. Inviting the sharp edges of your senses to begin to soften. The sounds begin to blur a little. The sensations begin to blur a little. Even the sense of a hard boundary of your skin begins to soften somewhat. And rather than defined and cognitively shaped structures now, find yourself settling into a sea of softness. Each exhale, softer. Each inhale, inviting you in a little more completely, down a little more completely. Viscerally, tangibly. Feel yourself settle. The brain has softened, the body has softened. Even the breath now softens. And notice that the space at the end of the exhale begins to stretch out. And the inhale is light, cool. The exhale is long and warm and soft and spreading, and then the space at the end of it, the suspended space at the end of your breath, more and more vast, more and more welcoming. Into that space dissolves any sense of haste, any sense of urgency, all sense of holding in this moment. Instead, basking, bathing, drifting, even floating in that vast expanse. Perhaps you begin to notice other signs of the nervous system unwinding, of the body readying itself for deep rest. You might feel the throat more fluid, or perhaps the rumbles and gurgles and clunks of the digestive organs, the generative organs, shifting into gear. Circulation retreating from the limbs where it's held so often, poised for action, fueled for action, instead invited to move deep into the abdomen, such that all that rich nutrition can be drawn in. Perhaps you become increasingly aware of the soft rhythmic drum of your heartbeat, a slow, slow rhythm. Growing slower as you grow slower. Flickers of sensations and thoughts, and perhaps even some of the debris from the day briefly appears on that screen behind your eyes, then let it just keep on moving. forward into the digestive capacity of the belly, or the clearing current of the out-breath. And with each imprint that shifts, sense that the breath gets bigger, the exhale emptier, and that wonderful, welcoming, womb-like space at the end of your out-breath, even more wonderful. Sink into it now. Drink deep from it now. Resting. Inhale, barely a flicker now, cool moonbeams of breath in through the left nostril. Illuminating softly that nourishing environment. Basking. Resting. And sinking into timeless space.